The election of 2016 brought the phrase fake news into the American conversation. Now there's a proposal before the California legislature to teach students how to spot not only fake news, but other misinformation on the World Wide Web.
SB 135 will ask the Board of Education curriculum board to set curriculum that will advance critical thinking skills in our education system up to the digital age.
The legislation by North Bay State Senator Bill Dodd would bring an information age update to skills already being taught in public schools.
So they already do this curriculum, critical thinking skills curriculum, but it's not advanced over the years to include digital media.
It is ironic that the generation of so-called digital natives, that is, kids who grew up using computers, don't always have the skills to process digital information to separate what's real from what's not.
I don't really know which ones are real.
Well, you know, you can't unless you know it's not fake.
In introducing his media literacy bill, Senator Dodd cited a 2016 study from Stanford that showed the current generation of digital natives was surprisingly ill-prepared to evaluate the accuracy of stories on the Internet.
Over 80% of middle school students couldn't discern between fake and real news. And in fact, even going into high school and college, it was over 50%.
At Petaluma's Casa Grande High School, classes in digital citizenship are taught by teacher librarian Nathan Leibkap. As a teacher librarian, Leibkap is certified to teach digital literacy, including how to sort through the fast-moving information fire hose of the digital age.
I really enjoy the media literacy and the social media stuff because it's new and it's what students are interested in.
While they'll soon be eligible to vote, most teenagers really aren't that interested in news, fake or otherwise. But most do use social media. So Leibkap encourages students to confirm online information the same way they might look for information about their friends on Facebook.
We know how to look up personal information about people that we're interested in or friends. We can go back through their personal, you know, history on social media and look at their posts and things like that. And so it's really just a easy way to bring that over to news literacy by kind of applying the same skills.
When talking about fake news, it's difficult to avoid politics. Some might wonder if school-based media literacy favors one side over the other. At Casa Grande High, Leibkap says they avoid the issue of politics by not assigning specific articles.
We let students decide for themselves what news article they're going to use. So really it just comes down to not just filtering news stories, but giving them some ideas or skills to determine what actual news sites or websites are reliable, or whether they're explicitly for satire, or whether they're explicitly for a certain bias.
And while information flows fast and furious in this digital age, when it comes to fake news, the high school teacher takes the long view.
It's nothing new, right? I mean, you can go back to the Gulf of Tonkin, you can go back to the Spanish-American War, you know, like most of us learn about fake news in 7th or 8th grade history when we called it yellow journalism.
I'm George Sampson for KRCB's North Bay Report.